Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And let me also ask you, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably... I'm sorry? Probably vote, you said. And regardless of you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
I'm not very strong.
And may I ask, what is your age or how old are you?
55.
Thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. So, may I ask your race, white or Caucasian, black, African?
Caucasian.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. And now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Let's start. Kamala Harris.
100%. 100.
Okay. Janelle Bloom.
80.
Joe Biden.
70.
Republicans in Congress.
40.
MAGA Republicans or MAGA Republicans.
20.
J.D. Vance.
10.
Trump's Project 2025.
0. Oh, 1. I don't know. 1 to 100. 1. Can't stand Trump.
Lori Chavez de Remir.
30.
Donald Trump.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
60.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican? Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean toward?
Harris.
I'm sorry?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, so Democrat.
Correct.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Grim Carrick? Okay. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat, Emily.
Democrat.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat General Boonum or Republican Larry Chavez de Ramirez?
Democrat.
And even though you are not supporting Larry Chavez de Ramirez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Ramirez? A small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you might support her?
Small chance.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? And is that strongly approve, disapprove, or someone approve, disapprove of the job that Biden is
strongly
doing?
Strongly approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Ramirez is handling her job as your member of Congress? And is that strongly approved, disapproved, or someone approved, disapproved of the job that Chavez de Ramirez is doing in Congress?
Approved.
Is it somewhat approved or strongly approved?
Strongly approved.
Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Boonum, or Boonum, opponent has made about Harry and Boonum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Boonum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is arrogant, most pro-criminal, and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is so liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job, and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her Aunt Perry to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people in strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe community for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat General Boonum or Republican or Chavez de Ramirez?
Democrat.
And now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Ramirez. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Ramirez for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all.
Not at all.
Chavez de Ramirez has embraced politicians whose extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education drastically, cuts Medicare, rollbacks LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulation while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Ramirez is a vote for this dangerous program. Is it a great deal, or quite a bit, just some, not at all?
Not at all.
Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez de Ramirez is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district. But she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election. Is it a great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Or not at all?
Just some.
Chavez de Ramirez is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they're attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposal would raise taxes on the middle class, while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. Is it a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all for you?
A great deal.
Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez de Ramirez is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen, and supporting politicians who refuse to say they're certified the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez de Ramirez, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. Is it a great deal? Quite a bit, just some, or not at all for you?
Just a bit.
And Lori Chavez de Ramirez voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations than subhuman and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. Is it a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all? And Lori Chavez de Ramirez broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban of abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who is still stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. It's a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held...
Excuse me, Excuse me. How long is the survey?
Oh,
like how many minutes?
Okay, so this will take just 3 minutes more of your time.
Okay.
And
okay,
we're
okay.
And
so it's dinner time. So.
Okay. So okay. Now I'm going to ask you again: if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Daniel Boehm or Republican
Democrat?
Party? Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade.
Okay, go ahead.
11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law. Okay.
Master's.
Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I have a 20-year-old and a 16-year-old.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Does
yes.
that apply to you, someone in your household, or both?
Yes.
Okay, so applies respondent, applies household, or?
Just myself.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican
yes.
Donald Trump? I'm sorry. Did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican
Biden.
Donald? Okay. And well, this is all. I just wanted to thank you for all your precious time and for answering all the questions. It's been really
okay.
nice talking to you, and have a blessed day, okay?
Okay. Good luck to you. Bye-bye.
Same for you. Bye-bye.